Kakalosh Bokato, we're just going to continue with Alachot of Alakat Nerot. Yesterday we mentioned the different reasons why is it that the women take precedence in lighting the candles before the men. However, though, if there's no women in the house, right, or the person's not married, so then the man himself would have to light candles. Now we're going to speak about what happens, who takes precedence if, for example, right, the wife is not around and it's a choice between the husband, meaning the father of the house, or his daughter. Whether it is a daughter which is married or not married, right? Who takes precedence there? Do we say that the daughter would light, or do we say that the husband, the father, should light the candles? So here it says, right, that there's a lot of opinions that they come and they say that the husband himself, he should light the candles where they are going to come and they're going to eat, because the mitzvah is now on him, right, in the house. And the daughter, right, let's say she's married and she has her own room where she's staying, she should light the bracha, right, the candles with the bracha in the room where she is staying. That's one of the opinions that is brought down amongst a lot of the different achronim, whether we're talking about the Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata, the Shutra Gamin, and they say that it's not good that the father should give that right, as if say that zechut to the daughter to do it. He has to do it himself in the place where they're eating, and then the daughter will do it in her own room. However, though, he brings down over here the Lacha Brura, that his father, when he was Rav Vadi Yosef, right, Zatzal, when he was an Almenato, when he was a widower, he didn't have the minhag of lighting candles whatsoever. He used to rely upon one of the women in the house, right, that they were lighting, even though she was married, which means is that even though she's married, which means she's going to be doing it for her own family, he was relying upon her and he didn't actually do it herself. So this is, a lot of it again, as we already mentioned, was based upon the Ben Ishchai and the Mekavtzeel, that he says that he shouldn't let somebody else come and light the candles, even if it's his own daughter-in-law. So he says, right, because obviously they're doing it for their own. However, though, then he says that there might be a difference between whether they are being supported by you or not. We know that when Rav Ovadia Yosef was a widower, he had his children, they were living in the house with him. So it could be that since also they were being supported by him in his own house, it could be it's a little bit of a different halacha. However, though, he does say over here, but if, for example, both of them are not going to be in the house, which means the father and the mother are not in the house, and then you only have the children in the house, so you have boys and girls, there for sure, the eldest of the girls, she would be the one that's going to light the candles. So again, one more time, if it's going to be a choice, right, always the women come before the men. However, though, if the mother is not around, so now it's supposed to be the father that he should be lighting where they're going to eat, and the daughter, right, if she's married, she would light in her own room. If she has her own bedroom, that's where she's going to be lighting there when she's going to be with her husband. However, though, Rav Ovadia was taking a different stance, right, that he actually used to let one of them light for him and have him in mind, and therefore he wouldn't light candles whatsoever. Again, we get into that there's going to be a difference of opinions over there, right? And then, however, though, again, if it's going to be that the father and mother are not around, then for sure that the girls are going to take a precedence over the boys.